Om Shanti, the magic of blessings. Today is 5th of March 2018, Monday. Today's blessing is, may you be an elevated server who makes the future of many others elevated with your own features. So what is today's blessing is, may you be an elevated server, Shrestha Sevadhari, who makes the future of many elevated with your own features. So with your features, what are you doing? You are creating future. So Baba has used rhyming words, future and features. So with your features, you have to make others' future elevated. You serve with your words according to your capacity anyway, but let your future angelic form of the confluence age be visible from your features, and you will be able to serve easily, just as the features of your non-living images, Jad Chitra, are serving even in the last birth. In the same manner, let there always be the sparkle of happiness, peace and joy. Let there be sparkle of happiness, peace and joy. In fact, it is not joy, but in Hindi Murli, it is Sukh and Khushi. But in English, we have only one word for both, happiness. For Sukh also we use happiness, and for Khushi also we use happiness. But here they have used the word joy for Khushi. But joy is actually Anand. But then they use bliss for Anand. So there is some few details about this thing. So Baba is saying, just as the features of your non-living images are serving even in the last birth, in the same way, let there always be the sparkle of happiness, peace and joy in your features, and you will be able to do elevated service. No matter how unhappy, peaceless or distressed, pareshan souls may be, seeing your features, they will make their future elevated. So, Baba has given example of your non-living images. All the images that are on the path of bhakti, all those whom people are worshipping, all those deities, they are your non-living images. They are your memorials. And what they are showing? Peace, happiness, joy. Through their features. Have you ever seen any deity who is blubbering, who is crying, who is distressed, who is unhappy, ill at ease? No, they all have very peaceful, they are all very cheerful, they are forms of power. They are lost in remembrance most of the time, lost in ecstasy, lost in rapture. So, you see their features like this. So, with these features, you create future. So, now, remember that these images, non-living images, are my memorial. So, how to create their future by our features? At present they are unhappy, distressed, distraught. So with your features of happiness, peace and joy, you create their future. Means you change their present unhappiness, sorrow, suffering, misery. It's not just by words that you teach, by words you preach. Rather, people don't like if you are didactic, if you are preachy. You have that tone of preaching all the time. Do this, do this, do this. People, in fact, don't like this didactic methods. People love to see that the person teaches not just with words, but he teaches by his own example. When you are doing something, then automatically people would get inspired to do that. Rather than teaching them, and once if they come to know that you yourself are not doing, then that will be a great disservice. So the first thing is dharana. The first thing is, I have to do it. I have to bring peace, happiness and joy in my feature. Then those features will automatically do service. Means I have to rid myself of unhappiness, peacelessness, sorrow. This is the first task starts with me. The charity is beginning with myself. That I have to make myself happy, peaceful and blissful. I have to keep myself happy no matter how the circumstances are, no matter what things are. Everything is going against the grain with you, but you stand there. Immovable, firm, strong, yesterday's Murli Baba was saying, the tents are, they just flew away. But that doesn't mean that your heart should start quivering, shaking. You remain immovable, you remain unshakable, unflappable in the face of all the adverse situations. No matter how severe, how inclement the weather is, but you keep on walking, you keep on marching. Master Almighty Authority means who doesn't stop, who keeps on marching ahead. So that means first thing I have to bring, keep myself happy under all circumstances. My happiness is the most important thing in the world. Others are not that important. My happiness is more important. My peace is more important. Things are not important. My peace is more important. I had said in one of the previous classes also, if there are three prizes, 1 crore, 1 lakh and 1,000, my stage, my sthiti is, what is the cost of my stage? 1 crore. My stage. Second, relationships, 1 lakh. The cost of relationships. And last, 1,000. 1,000. The cost, that is service. Baba has said, give up that service if you don't have any contentment in that service. Relationship is more important than service. Service can come back. If there is a loss in the service, if there is a loss, somebody has lost money and you have scolded that person like anything, that money will come back, but that person will not come back. If there is one mother who is serving in the center and she has done something wrong someday and you just thrashed her like anything, that person will go from your hand because you have hurt her. Money will come back, services may come back, but persons don't come back. That's why the topmost priority is first stage. My stage is more important than anything else. Then relationship, and then the last, service, objects, things, money, facilities, everything. This is the thing. Give first priority to your stage, first priority to my happiness. Then all other things. First priority to my peace. If something is making me peaceless, I need to rethink, re-engineer my thoughts, my thinking. Reinvent a method wherein I stay immovable. Wherein nothing shakes me. To reach that unflinching stage, unstirring stage, is the goal. Because if I have to make others' future, first I have to remain stabilized in my features. And my features, feature of happiness. Nobody should come and snatch away my happiness. No Tom, Dick and Harry comes and steals and hijacks my peace. None. I have to remain that much firm. If this is happening, probably we have not understood knowledge in the way Baba wants us to understand. If I am becoming unhappy, sorrowful, distressful, if I am again and again playing victim game, playing the victim card, again and again reverting back to blame game and self-victimization, blaming others, blaming oneself. Probably I have not understood the secret of peace, happiness. Then how can I, if with these features I have to create their future, I won't be able to create their future. So, first priority is to my happiness. First priority is to my peace. First priority is to my joy, my bliss. I have to keep it as much protected as possible. Baba says, apply double lock. In spite of applying double lock, in spite of doing everything, if still I am getting unhappy, still I am sorrowful, still I am distressful, still there is a wave of dissatisfaction, and still sometimes things make me depressed, and my happiness comes dwindling down, I need to rethink, re-engineer, reinvent, remanufacture ways, means to stay happy. Seek help. Seek spiritual counseling. Ask others. How do they stay happy? You will see in the world there are many people, they are surrounded by so much opposition around them. But you don't see them unhappy. They are just marching ahead. While there are people who are doing leg pulling, who are criticizing, who are opposing, who are casting aspersions on them, but they, as if absolutely unaffected, uninfluenced, they are walking ahead, marching ahead. That is what you have to do. And there are people in the world who are hardly even spiritual. Even material people are so undaunted in the face of adversities. So we have the greatest spiritual knowledge. With that spiritual knowledge, if that's, this spiritual knowledge is not making me unshakable, unmovable, achal and adul, then I need to just stop and think, why? Where I am lacking? Where is the leakage? Where the shoe is pinching? What is the problem? The problem is somewhere deep in the subconscious. It has got links somewhere with the childhood trauma. It has got link with past, painful past, traumatic past, hurtful past. It has got some roots in the past unhealed relationships. It has got roots in past disturbed relationships. It has got roots in past blunders, mistakes, sins. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, come and confess in front of Father. Half of your sins would get absolved. Confess, but don't keep on doing that same thing surreptitiously. Confess. Otherwise, whatever punishment you will get, that will not get cancelled. Your punishment will not get cancelled at all. So, what is it? First of all, enter into this underground store of subconscious mind. Some hurts, some trauma, some unhealed wounds, some abuses. Something is there. Some complexes, some neglect in childhood. Some teasing in childhood, some bullying in the college, something is there. That is yet unhealed. Neutralize all those negativities. Some sense of revenge, which we wanted to take but couldn't because we came in Gyan. And that remained like that. So there is something, some spot, which is within us. Enter into that area of subconscious. During the stages of higher meditation, higher consciousness, see, explore, find, go with the torch and see it. This is that wound. Probably because of that wound only, whatever is happening now. It has got deep links with the past. Snap off all these links. Neutralize, see it, understanding it, and freeing yourself from all this past negativities, past complexes of this birth or maybe of previous births. But this task is very important. And when you have to do this task, at Amrit Vela. In the Amrit Vela, at Amrit Vela, see your whole life on the canvas. Starting point, this is everything. And different things that happened. And then try to neutralize those things. But in the detached stage, not throughout the day. Throughout the day, if you try to do, you immediately get identified with it. And immediately the same emotions would manifest themselves. And you may get suddenly unhappy. Because you get situated, jaisi sthiti, vaisi smriti. Jaisi smriti, vaisi sthiti. Immediately in that awareness will catapult you in that past. So better, but do this task every day, every morning. Last 5 minutes or 10 minutes at Amrit Vela, see your entire life. See all the people whom you came in contact with, all the hurts, all the accounts you had. And then give good wishes to all of them and feel or imagine that this account is settled. Account book is closed once and for all. This is the task everyone has to do. Then that happiness, then that peace, and then that joy will come in your future, and with your future then you can make others' future. So this is today's Vadan. Om Shanti.